It's 4:32. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. Next week, members of the Iowa House will debate HB 773, which would prevent counties and cities from raising property taxes above a certain level each year. The Sioux City Council will consider a resolution opposing the bill at next Monday's meeting. City Manager Bob Padmore said the bill would result in a 2% increase limit that would have to cover the fire department and police department, which use most of the city's property tax dollars. Padmore says the bill is based more on innuendo than fact.
The city of Sioux City is very responsible with our taxpayer dollars. This past year, as an example, we actually approved a budget which will collect less dollars in property tax than last year. So we're actually collecting less dollars.
Padmore adds the measure includes a soft cap provision, which means the council could vote to override it, but then it would be subject to a vote from the people if they chose to override that 2% increase to their budget. Woodbury County Supervisor Jeremy Taylor, who's also a Republican congressional candidate from Sioux City, announced yesterday he had raised just under $58,000 in the opening months of his candidacy. Taylor is running to unseat fellow Republican U.S. Representative Steve King, who's held that office since 2002. And that's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. We'll have another update at 5:04. I'm Mary Hartnett.